afternoon, everyone. So today is December 1st of 2021, the end of the year. We've been through a lot for the past 2 years, call it that, pretty much. Some of us made it through, some of us haven't. Coming year, I hope that a lot of us had accomplished certain things, realized certain things, encountered certain things that changed us, built us, and had us grow from situations or experiences throughout these days and times. I know since COVID, it's like the work environment sucks, you know, in a sense of, you know, you look for work and people say they're hiring, but they're really not hiring. And then it's going out to these work and it's like, do I really want to work for the man? Like, do I want someone else telling me some bullshit, crap shit just to try to keep you there and make you feel like, oh, you have to stay here to work to make money because you need it, your kids need it, your household need it, blase, blase. I mean, then again, it also depends on the type of work, kind of work, the environment, the people mostly, and how they generate their feelings or emotion towards you. Do they generally care about you? Or are they just doing it for the money? The money-hungry people. I think now, since COVID, it's like a lot of people kind of seem like they're more into, like, I need you here, but I'm paying you, so you gotta stay type situation. They make you feel like that, in that sense. And I kind of just started going back out into the work field, and it feels weird to me. I don't know if it feels weird to anyone else. It really feels weird to me. Like, I'm like, am I supposed to be here? I'm okay being around people. But then it comes to those choices as a mother. Like, you have to choose what is best for you and how your mother instincts feel. I mean, because certain relationships become complex based on, you know, work and money and how we generate things through our family. But then you don't want to get lost or caught up in those non-important essential things, because what is important is making sure your household is stable or fine mentally, you know. So yeah, went into the work world and I feel like it wasn't really for me. So I think I'm gonna stay back at home, work from home, and still build my business. So that's what I'm trying to work on. Because it's not like I don't want to socialize, and it's not like I don't want to go out there, but it's like, I feel like you're under so much pressure to meet the needs of other people, but not yourself. And when you feel like you just want to do more than just be this person, you go out, other, you know, if you're the new person and people just stare at you like, don't know what they're saying, like, who the fuck is this chick? You know, if it's how they're judging you, how they're, it just makes you feel a certain way, and I don't like it because the environment doesn't seem comfortable. Even though me looks comfortable, doesn't mean it always is. So, in closing, at the end of the year, this is it. Find what is comfortable for you mentally, emotionally, physically. Don't make choices just to cope or just to satisfy the given moment. Do things that make you happy inside, outside, and your family. And I'll do the same. Have a blessed day, and we should talk again. Let's catch up the end of the month before the new year. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Till next time. Good night, everyone. I believe it's December 7th today. And
you know, sometimes when you just sit and come to realization how things don't really play out the way we intend them to or we want them to, and you could be the most patient and diligent person in the world, and things just don't work for you or go hand in hand for you. Why is that? Why is that we do the most and try and just keep on trying, and we know we have the option to about give up? Like that instinct as a woman to want to cater to others and take care of others and see better in others, when at the same time we demolish ourselves, like internally and physically. I know, because that's pretty much how I feel at times. Like when you want that attention, and not just basic attention. Sorry, that's Asher in the background sleeping. But not basic attention, but the attention where it's like I want to give to her, you know. It's the attention that I know she needs. It's the fact that I see what she's doing. I see her. I realize her. It's that I see you doing things when things are hard, when you get caught up in a corner and there's nowhere else to go, and you are so strong, you're so impotent that you push through. It's like, what is the end goal? We'll never know until we reach that point. And I feel like, and sometimes, that it won't be. It won't be what we want, just like at this point. What I want is not what I have or what I get or what I hold key to. We can ask and ask and say it to ourselves over and over, but it is up to us to what it is that we take, how much. Because we all do have a breaking point. I just want to bring that to you guys, that I know it's hard and we keep trying and trying and pushing through, and sometimes we just don't understand why it is that we do the things that we do and why we're in the circumstances that we are. And we may know why, for sure. We may know verbally, say it to ourselves or say it to our friends, our family member, and say, you know, I don't want this, or I don't feel good in this, I just don't feel comfortable with this, don't feel right. But it isn't something we jump on. It isn't something that we take action on. We know it's wrong. We know it's not what we deserve, saying that. But yet, we're there. Why do we sit there and just deal? And I've never been that person. I've never been that person. But I do have so much at stake. But at the same time, I feel like I lose myself. And I think other people may understand that same situation. Like, you lose yourself when you give so much of you. But when you notice that you aren't receiving that same, it's like, what have I done to not get that? What have I not deserved to be realized or recognized in a partnership, you know? Because you can tell someone over and over that you love them, you care for them, and that you're there for them, and that they're doing the most, or they're doing what they can to help or support, and you're doing the bare minimum that's satisfying to not overload that person in the amount of work they themselves have to do. So you're doing the bare minimum to stress them out or to worry them out. But you're meeting at a point where it's comfortable, that the person is satisfied in all aspects, but then you're not getting the satisfaction that you need. but they say it, but it's not what's given. The actions are different. Why do we sit and deal with that? As women, it's a thing we've dealt with for years, for centuries, for decades, for eternity. Let's say that. We cater to situations that don't need cater to until it's the time that it just hit the fan, where you're just like, there's nothing else I can do. I've given you so much, I've done so much, I've shown you so much. There's nothing left in me for me to show you. You know? Love is love. That's for sure. But if love is not given equally, then what is love? So we come to the end of that. I'll leave you at that. Have a blessed night. And remember, you are you. See you for who you are. Don't expect others to see that or change you for what or whom you've always been.